Hello, everyone. Welcome to this new episode of Toonami Therapy on November 26th of 2021. I'm Michael.
I'm Tommy.
And we're here to be talking about some of the stuff we've been watching, some of which is actually on Toonami. Less of which is on Toonami, though, because they finished with My Hero Academia, and now they're doing two episodes of Yashahime, episodes we've already seen, but on the plus side, it does mean I think it'll only be a few more weeks until they finish with the first season, and presumably we'll move on to the second season dub, so we can see what happened.
Yep.
And hopefully we'll not have forgotten everything that happened beforehand. All right, so we are, we'll start again with the Blade Runner Black Lotus episode 3 with, we got episode 3. For some reason, I feel like we saw two episodes again, but no, it was just one episode. So L is like, they're testing to see if she was a replicant because the guy told her she was a replicant, but then the other guy tries to test a thing on her. Well, they do some tests and then they're like, no, you're not a replicant. and we also get some flashbacks,
which are always fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And let's see. And that was the main stuff that happened. They were able to figure out what the data thing she had said, but I can't remember what it actually was.
Yeah, the thing I've taken away from this series the most is like how bad the animation matches up with the audio. Like you've seen those, you know, like old Chinese films where they'd have like really bad dubbing over, you know, what people are saying. And that's the way this show looks like, that their lips and the words like rarely match up right. And it just feels really disjointed whenever it comes to that animation. So, like, I know that the animation is, like, really top-notch when it comes to computerized, but it's not working with the audio, in my opinion, at least.
I'm wondering, I think this is available subbed on Crunchyroll, so maybe it would be possible to check that. I'm wondering if the animation was done according to because this series, even though it's a, I'm trying to figure out, was it originally like sort of when they animated it, was it for the Japanese dialogue or was it for the English dialogue?
Mm-hmm.
Because if they did for the Japanese dialogue, I can see how it might be harder to fit the mouse, because on a 3D, it's harder to do that, I would think, on a 3D than a 2D. Because on 2D, usually, you know, it's just like, you know, it's less obvious by just the lip flaps what they're saying. Whereas, you know, 3D, it tends to be more, you know. So that might be it. Yeah, it might be worth it to check out the subbed version and glance over it to see if it looks like it seems better. I don't think I've noticed that, but I haven't really been paying that much attention, like to like specifically how their mouths are moving in comparison to what they say.
Yeah.
So I will say a few things. First, the lighting is not as annoyingly dark as it was in the first two episodes, at least from my perspective. Also, there's a weird part where I'm noticing where the police officer person is investigating the thing, and then, like, the guys she's questioning are being, like, completely pointlessly antagonistic, and then they get beaten up and hurt as a result, and I'm thinking, why would you do that?
Yeah.
Like, I know this is at least a sort of, like not great world, but you would think there would at least be no point in deliberately not only antagonizing but like attacking them and such. So yeah, so those were my main thoughts about this episode, which wasn't really that many of the thoughts, I guess.
Yeah, I'm
at this point, I was liking Fena more than this show, than I'm liking this show. So, of course, then Fena ended up, you know, getting kind of boring and had that insane ending.
Yeah.
So, I guess I'll see how this show ends up going. Do you want to keep going with it, or?
I guess it's on, so.
Okay.
You know, since... We kind of have to watch it, so we have to watch it to get to Food Wars, so, you know.
All right. Speaking of which, we've got Food Wars, episode 72.
Okay, so in this episode, a cook makes food, and the people tasting it think it's one of the best tasting things ever. And yes, I've just given you the plot of the last 50 episodes of this show. And but talking about this more, it's Azumi who they're trying to, Aaron is trying to impress, and he refuses to eat it for no real reason except for the fact that we know that if he eats it, then he's going to like it. So eventually he eats it, and then eventually he's in his underwear, and everyone is naked, and there is lots and lots and lots of fan service. All because Azumi tried Aaron's food, and it was as good as... well, everything else that's ever been tasted on this show. So, I came to the realization in this episode that I was like, wow, the plot of the last how many episodes really hasn't changed at all. And it just feels like it's the same thing over and over and over and over again. Because no one ever tastes the food and says, oh, this tastes terrible. You know, that never happens. So, I don't know. I just, it was a good moment for Erna to stand up against her father. And it was kind of amusing to see her father in underwear. But other than that, I just feel like they're really... It's the same thing every episode, and it's kind of disappointing.
I'm just realizing, I mean, I know I it was revealed the previous episode, but the whole concept that a zombie, when he tastes really good food, causes other people's clothes to, like, fly off is, I mean, I it was kind of silly before, but... since when they're actually like, but this episode focused more on it. Cause last time was just, oh, it's just a goofy little joke, but here it's actually being used more seriously to show, oh wow, this food is really, really good. And I'm thinking, but this doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like it does. Like this is supposed to be like at least a fairly regular world, at least the whole idea of, oh, some of the members of the Nakiri family, their clothes, they subconsciously take off their clothes if they eat something tasty enough. Like, okay, that's kind of weird and an excuse for fan service, but you know, it's something you could see being the case. Not so much, I will telepathically cause it by accident. That's just, yeah. So that was just, that came across even weirder to me here, because it just didn't really feel like the more grounded way the series usually was. And yeah, I know there's a goofy exaggeration, but we're talking about something that it's essentially some kind of psychic power.
Yeah.
And not only that, the fact that I don't think, like, I admit I haven't done that much research about what psychic claim to do. I don't think there are any that say, hey, I can mentally remove people's clothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's more about bending spoons or whatever. I guess they didn't want to do that just to really super emphasize how good the food was. But on the other hand, yeah, I guess maybe I'm overanalyzing what's just supposed to be a goofy, jokey fan service thing. But, yeah, other than that, it was, I thought it was, decent, even if it was, as you say, them just, just repeating the same thing of people liking the food.
Yeah.
But it did bring an end to this whole thing, and Erina got some good resolution. So yeah, I thought it was decent enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And, well, that's the only stuff we watched on Toonami.
Oh, I watched Naruto.
Oh, you did? Oh, yeah. I didn't. Do you want to say anything about Naruto episode 363?
All I remember is that, there's this special jutsu now that, like, all the people, all the good guys can combine to make a jutsu that can fight against the enemy. And so it was like an army of people all teaming up against the bad guy. And then there's something about the Ten Tails, which I didn't even know there was a Ten Tails. But
It's some, I can't remember the specifics. If I remember correctly, it's either like the original of the tailed beasts somehow, or maybe it was some combination of the tailed beasts, different tailed beast power. All I know is that it's the most powerful of them. That's like the one thing I can actually remember for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And so Tobi and Madara are like, is he still being called Obito, or are they just calling him Tobi now? Or wait, no. Or was his original thing, I can't remember, which was his original name and which was his fake name?
His fake name was Tobi.
Okay. Okay, I got,
calling him Obito.
Okay, yeah. I got them mixed up. For some reason, I was thinking his original name was Tobi and he was pretending to be Obito, but it was the other way. It was the other way around. But yeah, so they're using, trying to control it to do stuff or something.
Yeah.
Okay. So, all right. So that was Naruto. Then we go on to Fate Zero episode 14, the start of the second season. Although it didn't, wasn't that much of a difference to us because, you know, we're watching it straight through. So the big giant monster thing that Caster summoned is causing havoc and is getting closer to the city. And the others are trying to fight it. Let's see. Some of the others are trying to fight it. Archer's master tries to get him to do it, but Archer's less like, I'll just throw a few arrows and I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
So we get that the other thing is, oh yeah, we do that guy shows up again, the one with the worm powers or whatever, who had Berserker, shows up and you're like, yeah, oh, he is a character in this, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
The big thing is that assassin guy, whose name I can't remember, shoots, well, I can't remember his name either, but I called him Light Yagami as a joke, but, the good news is he dies in this episode. So I don't have to remember. So he gets killed, but that caster is still around, so I was a little surprised by that. I just assumed that when the master dies, a servant is defeated, but I guess it just means they're not able to get their power from them anymore. But caster is still a threat, because if the monster thing reaches the city, then you can get the power from all the people around there or something, so they're still having to fight against him. And yeah, that was essentially the episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that Light Yagami died, because he was really starting to what's this phrase? I can't believe I'm blanking on it. Oversay his welcome.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I thought it was decent.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Then we get to 86, episode 10. So the characters are all free now, so they just go off and, do random stuff, really. There's a bunch of talking, and they find a city, and, a deserted city, because remember how the empire set off all those robots that then kind of turned against them, which is why the cities are abandoned. So we get that, a bunch of stuff there. Then kind of out of nowhere, we get to see all these flashbacks from the robot, Fido, who I guess was the character. I didn't even know he was a character until this episode.
Oh, you didn't know that either. I was so confused. I was like, who is this thing that is getting all this screen time? I was like, did I miss something?
I think he was there, but it never got enough attention or focus for me to really pick up on it as anything other than just some, like, one of the robots they had. But apparently he's an important character, as we find out through about 7 minutes of flashbacks at the end. Mm-hmm. Because it apparently got destroyed. You know the rules. You gotta have the big flashbacks just before a character dies.
Yeah.
And I mean, to be fair, I guess the flashback stuff isn't specifically just about the robot. It's from his perspective. So we also get to see all the characters who die that I can't remember a single thing about, because they weren't actually important. So I don't know. It sounds like I'm really going hard on the episode. I thought it was, I don't know. It's weird, because I look in and I'm like, well, not much happened, and we devoted a good chunk of the episode to this weird flashback thing. But at the same time, I kind of liked it.
Yeah, I didn't really care for it that much. It's nice that we are getting to know these other characters. It's long overdue, because these characters really haven't had any time up until this point. And then the end of the episode looks like the show's going back to its super depressing ways. So we'll see if we have another episode full of just depressing moments. We'll see if it's as bad as it's been, or if they'll find a way to make things more positive. I mean, there's nothing wrong with a show having like bad things happen. I just feel like the whole tone of this show has been always, these guys are really, 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 really bad because they don't respect these other people. So we've got to hammer that point home as hard as we can. And I don't know. It just doesn't work for me.
Yeah. If you're curious, okay, so the next episode is weird in that it actually does seem like there's some really kind of sad stuff in it. But I just want to let you know, the episode immediately after that basically says, no, that everything's actually fine. So, yeah. Then we'll get to the last, and you thought there is never a girl online, episode 6.
Yeah, so basically the only thing that happens here is that the main character, whose game name is Rusian, but his real name I can't even remember at this point. And
neither can I.
Yeah, so I just call him Rusian. And basically, he finally wants to ask Akko out as his girlfriend. And she says no. And then you had to have seen that coming, didn't you? That the reason why she said no to being his girlfriend is because she thought she was his wife. And that was like so obvious. Like, I saw it coming a mile away. I'm like, okay, this is what's going to happen. And whenever it happened, I'm like, yep. I called it, and basically she thought that if she was called his girlfriend, that would be a downgrade because they're actually husband and wife. And it was funny for what it's worth. It just was kind of expected. So yeah. So anyway, I thought a lot of the interaction between characters was pretty good. I enjoyed the episode, but yeah, I did see it coming.
Well, so for most of this episode, I thought it was really great, and I was like, oh yeah, this is the best episode of the show so far, which doesn't necessarily mean that much when we're only 6 episodes in, but still. Mm-hmm. But the ending I thought was just kind of dumb because I kind of saw what you described coming, but here's the part that bugged me, and maybe I'm probably nitpicking, but so this is what happens. So he's talking to her and he says, like, would you be my girlfriend? And then she like says, no. And then it goes to the credits. Then we get the post credits sequence where the other two girls are kind of trying to console him and actually sing the song they sing was actually really funny. Anyway, so then one is like, well, wait, why did she do that? So they call her, and on the phone, she then gives the explanation. So I'm thinking, how did that scene, like, after she said, no thanks, what exactly happened? Because, like, he didn't know. So did she just say no thanks, and then there was just an awkward pause, and they both left? Like, she didn't explain it then? He didn't feel the need to ask why, because it makes no sense. Uh-huh. What happened? Neither of them thought to. She didn't explain it. He didn't think to ask. Were they just teleported away from each other? How did that scene end?
Uh-huh.
Okay. But yeah, other than that, it was a pretty fun episode on the whole, I thought.
Yeah, it was a fun episode. I mean, you and I, we've been around the block enough times to know what's going to happen in those situations, but it was still pretty good.
Yeah. So I didn't see her response coming exactly, but as soon as she said no, I knew what the reason was. So that is our shows. So shall we move into any top threes or?
For me, it's going to be, this is actually kind of surprising from the way I described it, but third place is Fate Zero, second place is And You Thought, and first place is Food Wars, which I actually really did enjoy, even though everything that happened in this episode has been happening in every other episode. It still was pretty cool to see Erina stand up against her father. I just wish there was a little more variety in the results of these food eating wars.
So for me, I would be putting Food Wars would be third, And You Thought There Is Never a Girl Online would be second, and then I'll put Fate Zero as the first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 86 was pretty good, but just not enough to get into my top three for this week.
Yeah, that was the same for me, really. I mean, Blade Runner wasn't going to get into the top three, so
Naruto,
and I didn't see Naruto.
It wasn't like I plan on watching it. I just had some free time, and I was like, you know, let's just see what I would have seen, and
Okay, so, yep, that's our shows for this week. Next week we'll be back for more of the same.
Yeah.
And, I don't know. Did you have anything else to talk about?
No, not really.
Okay. Oh! There was something I wanted to mention. I just remembered it. So I watched through Jujutsu Kaisen. The other notable new popular shonen anime that isn't Demon Slayer.
Uh-huh.
If you want the quick explanation of it, of what I thought, the first half I thought was just kind of okay. It didn't really keep my interest that much, but it did improve a lot about halfway through the season. Once they started the obligatory tournament arc, which is as obligatory, gets interrupted by the villains.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, the series got a lot more interesting. That arc was pretty good. There was another arc at the end of the season after that, which was not as good, but was still better than anything that came before the tournament arc. So, I was not that interested in it for a while, but it did improve later on in the season. I guess if I were to compare it to Demon Slayer, I would say if you take their first seasons as a whole, I thought Demon Slayer was better, but Jujutsu Kaisen at its best was definitely the better than anything I saw in Demon Slayer.
Yeah. I don't understand why Demon Slayer is as popular as it is. I don't know. I just don't get it. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not saying you shouldn't like it. I just don't get the appeal to it.
I also don't get why it's as popular as it is. Now, I can understand why it's popular. There's plenty of things that I'm not necessarily huge on, but I understand why it's popular. what I don't understand is how Demon Slayer is so popular that it not only for the first time in like, I don't know, 7 years beat One Piece for the top selling manga, but outsold One Piece by like 10 times. It would be like, it would sort of be like if, it would be like finding out like if that, like, let me just think what's a good example. I'm trying to think of like some sort of recent, movie. It would be like if you found out that the, I don't know, that movie old, that new, M. Night Shyamalan movie, if that came out and then it outgrossed Avengers Endgame. It's like, well, maybe not quite like that. I was just trying to pick a random movie, but it's a matter of, I can see why something could be popular and make money. I just don't get the absurd popularity of it.
Yeah.
It's like One Piece, I'm not that huge on. I think it's kind of overrated, and especially later on in the series, it just gets overbloated with all this stuff. But I can totally understand why it's the most popular series. Other than Demon Slayer, but Demon Slayer ended, so the manga. So I can understand that. I just don't get why Demon Slayer is not only the most popular, but such a stupendous factor.
Yeah,
but maybe it's stuff that'll come later. Toonami will probably air the second season, and maybe it'll be all amazing and stuff.
Yeah,
or maybe we'll just get more of Zenitsu screaming. I think that's his name, Zenitsu, the one who always acts like a coward, except when he falls asleep, he becomes like super amazing. Okay.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you what is the upcoming schedule of Toonami like? Like, is this week a normal week?
I think it's a normal week. I think for the time being, I'll double check, but I'm pretty sure what they're doing is they're having Blade Runner Black Lotus, two episodes of Yashahime, then they have Food Wars, and then they have Naruto, and after that they have a bunch of reruns.
Yeah, because I saw in 2 weeks it's going to be a Black Lotus marathon.
Okay, there was... Oh, wait, I think I do remember hearing about that. I'm not sure exactly when it was. The schedule can be confused. Are you talking about next week, or are you talking about the marathon they were having on Friday?
You know what? I'm confused. I don't know.
They were airing some Blade Runner stuff on Friday, as in tonight, because we're recording it on Friday rather than Thursday, and tonight they're going to be airing a marathon of some kind.
Yeah, you're right.
I think what they're doing is is what I think is the case. I'll double check quick, but I'll do that when we're done with the podcast. So when we're done recording. So, well, that's it. Oh, everyone, that's it for this.
No, I do have something.
Oh, okay.
Today is the 3-year anniversary of something happening. Can you remember what happened 3 years ago today that hasn't happened since?
3 years ago today. Well, it can't be us having the podcast, because we've been having it for... Oh, wow, we've been really going on with this podcast for a while, haven't we? I was just double-checking the episode count, and I'm like, oh, okay. This is like, what, 4 years? Wow.
It's something in the world of manga that happened today and hasn't happened since.
Oh, wait, I know what you're talking about now. You're talking about the release of a new Hunter x Hunter chapter.
Today is the 3-year anniversary, November 26, 2018, when Chapter 390 was released. And it has been 3 years now since the last thing of Hunter Hunter. Yeah.
We make fun of it, but one thing we could be very happy about, the anime ended at the perfect time. Mm-hmm. So if you like us watching in the anime form, you got nice closure. I apologize to all the manga fans who kept going and were expecting more.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's Hunter x Hunter, and it will return someday, maybe. I expect it will return at about the same time that George R. R. Martin releases the next book in A Song of Ice and Fire. All right, we'll see you next week.
Bye.